Okay, today's daf I and Bays. We're on the top of I and Bays, the top line, top word. Now, just before we start, just one word of background. Yesterday, we said, well, yesterday also was not an easy daf. We ended up saying that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rav Huna. That what? No. That Rabbi Akiva holds like Rav Shimon. Rabbi Akiva who holds that you sell land, ba'ayin yofeh, fits with Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, who said that when you sell, when you're makdish a sadeh, you're also makdish the trees. Right? Rav Shimon said, the Tanna Kamma said yesterday, that when you're makdish a sadeh, you're not makdish things that are normally not included in a sale. Right? Remember that? Things that are not included in a sale are not included when you makdish it either. Rav Shimon said, no, but the trees are. You're right, the bar is not, that's true, but the trees are. The Gemara said, why? What's the difference? What's the difference between trees and other things? Bar, what's the difference? Who remembers the answer? Nobody. So the Gemara said, Hoil v'yonkar misadeh hektish. Why? Because the trees are being nourished from the ground, which is hektish. So if I makdish the ground, the trees have to go along.
No, it's not the reason because hektish is because you do it for the best.
No. Matam hoil v'yonkar misadeh hektish. Since the field goes to hektish, the trees, which are nourished, have to go also. Amanam adbeis v'salkadayt l'chshiyu reishayer. But if we hold that even Rabbi Akiva held that you hold them back. So King Kayunke Bidinashe Kayunke. So they're really being nourished on your own. So the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Damar Rabbi Akiva. No, Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. Ayin Yafeh, like Mati said. Rabbi Huna Damar Kerabanan. And the Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan. Ayin Ra. So the Gemara said, so then what's the chiddush of that? That if the tree dies, you can replant it. Okay? That was yesterday. Now, is it possible to say that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva? Is that possible? Why? It's not going to be possible. Why? The Tanya. Tanya. We have a Bryce that says as follows. Hamaktish shalosh ilonos. If somebody donates three trees is the cutoff between being donating a tree and donating what's called a field. The halacha is that when you donate a field, you donate a field to the Beis Hamikdash, if it's a stei achuza, the price to redeem the field is not dependent on the value of the field. It's irrelevant about the value of the field. The Torah itself gives you a number that if you donate a field and you want to redeem it, here's the price. It's 50 shekel. I don't care if it's a 3 trees or 10 million trees. It makes no difference. It's 50 shekel. It's basically 1 shekel per year, the rate of from 1 yovel to the next, and you deduct how many years are left, and then it becomes 50. So it's a set number. If I donate 1 tree and I want to redeem it, well, how much is that tree worth? So then whatever it's worth, you have to pay a chomesh, and you can redeem the tree. When it comes to a field, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, it's a set price. Okay? So, hamak de shalosh shloshi lanos, if somebody donates 3 trees... Mimata asara lebeisa, less than the amount, less than mimata asara lebeisa, it's less than 10 trees in the amount of space that you could plant a saw. Meaning, this space of a beisa you could plant less than 10 trees. Talacha is hare hikdash as a karka, you makdash the karka, the s. Ho'ilonos shebeinayim, and the trees in between. Fine. Lefikach, therefore, kishehu pode, when you want to redeem it now, pode beis zera chomer se'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef. The price you have to pay to redeem it is the amount of se'orim you could plant in such an area, 50 shekel. Okay? It's a set price. Pachas mikan, if the field's smaller than that, oh yasser al-kain, or bigger than that, shekdishon b'zeh achar zeh, or you donated them one after the other, you didn't donate them at one shot. So you never donated a field at one shot. You donated a tree today, then tomorrow, and then the next day another one. So you never donated a field at one shot. Hareze lo hikdish as hakarka. Hareze lo hikdish, lo hakarka. This is the question. The karka underneath is not kodesh. Velo, it's haylon of sheminehen, not the trees in between. Why? Because you didn't donate a field. What did you donate? Individual trees. So the karka underneath is not hektish. The trees in between are not hektish. Just much more strict now. Whatever you donated. Okishu pod, lefikach, kishu pod. Therefore, when you redeem it, poda es haylonos bishavyin. You redeem the trees based on their value. Why? Because this din of being able to donate a field and redeeming a field at a set price doesn't apply. Why? You didn't donate a field. The kicker is that we just said here in this statement that the ground underneath is not Kodesh. That's not going to make any sense according to Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon, we said yesterday, hold, it does get sold. It does get Kodesh. That's going to be the question. So the Rashbam says, it's a question on Rav Huna, it's really a question on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon himself is a contradiction in Rav Shimon's Shittim. And Rav Huna's an Amora. Rav Huna's explaining Rav Shimon. It's one kasha. Really, it's a kasha on Rav Shimon himself. How could he say in this brisa here, in Erechim, that the ground underneath is not sold, is not donated, and in our Mishnah, Baba Asma, he says it is. That's the question. Right? Now, the brisa just finishes off. It's relevant because it's going to come up on a base. V'lo od, and not only that, elafilu hikdash etzayilanos. Let's say you makdash the trees. V'chazar v'hikdash etzakarka, and then, the next day, you know what? I don't be such a cheap guy, so stingy. I'll donate the land also. Again, you didn't do it at one shot. So, kishu poda. So the redemption is in two stages. Kishu poda, when you redeem. Poda et haylanos b'shavyon. You redeem the trees based on their value. V'choze upoda be'zera chomer sa'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef. And then, when it's time to redeem the field, you redeem it at the set price the Torah gives you for fields. Okay? So, good? Now, this is the part that I didn't understand. Mani, who's the author of this brisa? We're going to say it's Rav Shimon. Why are we going to say it's Rav Shimon? There's no one else. Mani, who's the author of this brisa? Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Akiva. Why? Ha'amar, he said, Mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. He holds ayin yafa. That we know. He said that in black and white. Rabbi Shimon never said that he holds from ayin yafa. What did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon said, if you donate a field, the trees go along. Everyone's scratching their head. Why do the trees go along? They don't go along when I sell a field. It's not going to match the field. What's the difference? The bar, Rabbi Shimon says, that doesn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference between trees and the bar? So yesterday we said, oh, ayin yafa. How else are we explaining Rabbi Shimon? Right? We wanted to say because it nourishes, but that's not true. So what do we say? Ayin yafa. So now, who's the author of this? It for sure can't be Rabbi Akiva. For sure not. Impossible. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds ayin yafa, and here the ground does not go. So it can't be Rabbi Akiva. So ha'amar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. When you sell something, it's ayin yafa. V'chol shkein machdish. For sure, the base figure is not going to be treated worse than an average Joe. So if when I sell something, I'm selling ba'ayin yafa. For sure that when I donate something, it's ayin yafa. This can't be him. Impossible. Irabanan can't be the Rabbanan either. You know why? If it's the Rabbanan, Ha'amri, they hold. Mochu b'da'ayin ra mocher. They hold that when you sell something, you sell b'ayin ra. You're not, right? It's the other person's job. It's the other person's responsibility. You're not so generous. Aval makdish. But when you're makdish something, right? B'ayin yafa makdish. And the Rashbam says, where did we get that from? Like, why do we say the Rabbanan hold that? It's various. I didn't understand it. How we get to the idea that the Rabbanan hold that when you makdish, then he agrees with Rabbi Akiva. So let's take that at face value.
It's a different psychology.
Right. No, but when do we know he said that? To say the other way makes perfect sense. Okay, it makes sense also. Okay. Ella, there's nobody left. Who is it? By default, Ella Pshita, Reb Shimon he. It must be Reb Shimon. Okay? So far, so good. Now here's the part I don't understand. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Aliba Deman. Rav Shimon, according to who? What do you mean, Rav Shimon, according to who? What does that mean?
Where he gets that from.
What?
Where he gets
that from. He's a Tana. He can hold, he's a Shimon Bayachai. He can hold what he wants. Rav Shimon Aliba Deman, according to who? Now what does the Gemara say? E Aliba Rabbi Akiva. If it's within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Ha'amar Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher. He holds that when you sell something, it's Ayin Yafa, V'chol Shkein Matish. It's for sure Makdish. I don't know, I'm missing something here.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay. The arguments between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe is Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
Okay, so if he's arguing, he can't be holding, if he's making a shot, otherwise he'd be quoting Rabbi Akiva.
That's the answer? Otherwise he'd be quoting Rabbi Akiva. But he's saying something different. Rabbi Akiva holds Ayin Yafa. He's obviously not holding now Ayin Yafa.
So
the Rashban said something like that. I don't know what the Rashban was talking about. He said, Rabbi Shimon Aliba Deman. Yeah. That just says over there that when the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died,
five
were left and one of them is Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
Therefore what? Look at the third line of the Rashban. Rabbi Shimon Aliba Deman. Aliba Deman Me Rabosov from his Rebbeim. Shahaya Mitalmid Rabbi Akiva Haya. He was Rabbi Akiva's Talmud. Kidamrin and Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, Eitzel Rabbi Tenish Rabbi Darim, Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. So therefore what?
The Gemara would not use the word Rabbi Shimon. If he was saying the same thing as his Rebbe.
I understand, but he just said...
He's not saying the same thing as his Rebbe.
Right.
Then who's he learning from?
Somewhere. Why? He can't have an independent Shita? We just said four lines ago that it's impossible for this memra to be the author, stated by Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds Ayin Yafa, and this is not Ayin Yafa. So it can't be the Rabbanan either. Who's left? Rabbi Shimon. Elibidaman. Oh, it can't be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds Ayin Yafa, and this is not about... We just said that.
No, so he's just trying to find out
what It's a very funny way of...
The Gemara already knows the answer before us.
Yeah, it's a funny exercise. The Gemara is going through this. Elibidaman.
Right.
We just rejected Rabbi Akiva.
Right, who just said it's like Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, we just rejected Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to leave it to man. Why does Rabbi Shimon, sometimes you have an Amori have to say that. Well, which time is the Amori going like? Right? Lemekit Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. That you have something. What do we care? We shouldn't have to hang his hat on another Tana, on his Rebbe?
I think it's just...
So now the Gemara is going to say, Ella what? Ella, Pshita, Aliba de Rabbanon. It must be Pshita. Pshita. If Pashit, that would be Shimon saying his Shita within the opinion of the Rabbanan. Aye, the Rabbanan hold Ayin, when you donate something to the Beit HaMikdash, it's for Ayin Yafa. So why does that help? Ela Pshita Liba de Rabbanan. The Kasav Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon holds, Kihechi de Mocher Ayin Ra Mocher, Makdish, Nami, Ayin Ra Makdish.
So he doesn't fully hold the Rabbanan.
Doesn't like them at all.
Exactly.
Doesn't like them at all. Aliba Deman? Oh, it must be the Rabbanan. Well, the Rabbanan say X, and Rabbi Shimon says Y. So what do you mean he's holding the Rabbanan? In what way is he holding the Rabbanan?
The concept of
the concept of Ayin Ra by a Mecher. By a sale. This is not a sale. This is not a sale.
You modify it with the Rabbanan say.
Which is the same, another way of saying it doesn't hold like them. I hold like you that you have to keep Shabbat. That I hold like the Rabbanan. But regarding the issue of this sale, then I hold. What do you mean?
No, he's holding by a Mecher. Right, in the same...
But this case is the case of Makdish. So I hold like the Rabbanan that you have to put on tefillin in the morning. But it comes to the Makdish of the Beis HaMikdash, they don't hold like them.
No, but he's giving it within the same realm, but he's all right. Changing it. He's modifying it. He's not completely new shot.
Alright, I hear what you're
saying. This is what you're pulling off.
Yeah. So really, again, the Kasav Rav Shimon, Ki Heiti de Mocher, Bayin Ra Mocher. Makdish Nami, Bayin Ra Makdish. U Meshayer Ara. That's why you left over land. Okay? Okay? So what do you see from all this? Right. So yesterday we said that when the trees are nourished from the ground, and therefore they get sold, they get donated along with the ground. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon agreeing with Rabbi Akiva that everything's ba'ayin yafa. This is Rav Huna's chiddush. Rav Huna said all this, right? However, today we've just proven that that's impossible to say. And really, Rav Shimon holds that they're rabbanon. That what? That's really ayin. That normally a sale is ba'ayin ra. Yeah. Right? Now, the question goes back. How could Rav Huna say that when somebody sells land, he keeps the trees for himself? Right? According to what we just said with Rav Shimon holds that a mecher and a donation to the Beis HaMikdash are both Ayin Ra. They're both Ayin Ra. Right? He agrees with the Rabbanon regarding a sale. And he even says it by a mecher, by a donation. They're both Ayin Ra. Right? So then why did Rav Shimon in our Mishnah say that when somebody donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, when somebody donates a field to the Beis HaMikdash, the trees go along? Why do they go along? So, like I said before, the truth is, right, why do they go along? How do we explain this Mishnah? The truth is, since it's a Kashan Rav Huna, it's really a Kashan Rav Shimon. Shimon himself is a stira. It's a stira between what he said in Baba Basra and what he said over here. It's a stira. It doesn't make sense what Rav Shimon said. He's contradicting himself. No, the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said yesterday, if you're Makdish a land, the trees go along. Today we said that when you're Makdish, even when you're Makdish, it's Ayin Ra, and the trees don't, the karka underneath does not go. That's what we just said, that's what this whole Amid said. See if that's, so then Rav Shimon doesn't make any sense. He's so sure himself. What does Rav Shimon hold? And then turn to Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "V'ela really." Now the Gemara really says it. "V'ela kasha hoel v'yonkin mistei hektish." What are you talking about? It's a kasha. Rav Shimon himself is a kasha. Why? Here the Brisa says that according to Rav Shimon, that when you're makdish ilanos, then the karka underneath does not go to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Why? Because it's v'ayin ra. And yesterday we said that what? That if you leave over a trees. They still go. Why? Howel v'yonkin mistei hektish, which implies v'ayin yafeh. So Rav Shimon's a contradiction. Everyone got that? No, not everyone got that.
No, yesterday we said that it goes away.
What?
Yesterday we said that.
Exactly, and today we're saying it doesn't.
So it's a
stira. It's a stira. Okay. Everyone see the stira? No, you don't see it. It's pretty clear stira.
One day you have one thing. One day you have another.
Exactly. So the Gemara says as follows. There's no difference. There's no difference. The answer is not going to. The answer. When you see the answer, you'll say, "Okay, this is how the Gemara gets out of it." So the answer is going to be as follows. Yesterday, when the Gemara said that Rav Shimon said yesterday, the Gemara said Rav Shimon said when Rav Shimon said yesterday that when you sell land, you're retaining the trees. Not when you sell land. When you what? When you're Makdish land, right? Ella, Rav Shimon, yesterday, who said that when you're Makdish, the trees go along. What Rav Shimon was saying was, I don't hold like that. I hold Ayin Ra. I hold they don't go. But L'divrehem d'Rabbanan ka'amar lahu. He was talking to the Rabbanan. Lididi, according to me, I hold Ayin Ra. Ki hechi de mocher ba Ayin Ra mocher. Just like when you sell something, you do it stingily. Mocher nami ba Ayin Ra mocher. So too, when I'm sorry. Maktish nami ba Ayin Ra maktish. When I maktish it, also it's stingy. Vishiure mishire. And therefore, I hold everything gets left over. What's everything? Trees and pits. But according to you, Rabbanon, you hold what? Ayin Yafeh. So, Odili Miha, at least agree with me. Delo Hikdish, Ella, Cheruv Hamorkin, Fasad Nashikma. At least the trees should go. At least, according to you, Yehemah, that's the answer. It's according to you guys. According to me, I hold. Absolutely not. Rav Shimon's, what's Rav Shimon's real Shita? The one right here in Erechin. That what? Everything's Ayin Ra. He made a statement in the Mishnah Baal Basra that the trees should go. He wasn't saying his own Shita. He said, according to you, Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? Rabbanan said, whatever goes in a sail goes in a Makdish. What's excluded? Trees and pits. Why? Because those don't go in a sail. Says Rav Shimon, the trees should go. According to you guys, the trees should go. That's what it says. Amar Rav Shimon, HaMakdish, what he meant to say was, the Mishnah doesn't say those words. He meant to, according to you guys, why do the trees not go? You guys hold Ayin Yafa. They should go. Why don't they? I don't understand you. That's what Rav Shimon is saying. Your sheet doesn't make any sense. Right? They should go. Why? Because you hold Ayin Yafa. Vamralei, Rabbanan, Loshna. No, they don't. We don't hold like that. We do hold Ayin Yafa. Right? Right. Doesn't make a difference. Look at the Rashbam Loshna. Vamilei Rabbanan Loshna. I don't know, it's halfway down to the skinny lines. Klomar. Lo chashalu dvarov. They don't care. They're not worried about that. The Haka Amri Hektish is cool on. The Medami Lei, Lenotzi Matona, Shinotzi Nu Maktish Bayin Yofa, Kol Masha Besada, Hol Vashayach Gabei, Tesada Porta. I don't know what he means by this. Umahashta, no. I don't know what he means by that. So what's the reason why they say Lo Shna? Right, what they mean to say is, no, it's true we hold Ayin Yafa, but we hold that Hekdash is like a Matana. And when there's a Matana given, those things are not included in the Matana either, and they're not included here. Is that what he says?
Basically, that's what the point is.
That's what the point is, exactly. Fine. Now.
So his Shita is in the Mesha, it's not even his Shita.
Exactly. It's not his Shita. According to you, the response, exactly. Your Shita, Rosh Sherman said, the Rabbanan, Shita doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Okay? Okay? She doesn't make any sense. What does Rav Shimon himself hold? Like over here.
Nothing.
Why? Ayin Ra. Now, where am I up to? Now, the Mayo Kimta. So what, now what's the bottom line over here? When all the dust settles, Mayo Kimta, what are we talking about? Kerebi Shimon. That what? The Mayo Kimta La. How did we resolve the Brisa? That this anonymous Brisa here about the thing was Rav Shimon. Aim a Seifa. But wait a minute. There's a sefer in that brisa about Eruchin that says as follows. V'lo'od, we read this, you read this on Amin Aleph. V'lo'od, elafil hiktish es ilonos, v'chodzev hiktish es akarka. What do we say? If he donated the trees separately from the land, kishu pode es ilonos b'shavyin, v'chodzev pode beis chomer sh'orim b'chemishim shekel kesef. You have to redeem them separately as well. Now the Gemara is going to have a kash on that. We're getting on to a new topic now. We really finished that issue. Now, within this shita from Shimon, That doesn't make any sense. To say that if you donate trees on three consecutive days, so you never donated a field in one shot, so then now you want to redeem the trees. How do you redeem them? Based on their value. Then you wake up on a Thursday morning after you donate all, you know what, I'll donate the carpet also. That has to be redeemed, how? According to the Torah. Right? Separately. Says the Gemara, we have a raya that he could do the whole thing in one shot, based on the fact that it's a field, what the Torah says. Not to do it twice. How do you know? The Rav Shimon, if this is Rav Shimon, lazel bus a pidyon. It should follow the rules of pidyon, v'nifriku agav arayu, and he should be able to redeem even the trees with the price of the land. Tashma in lele Rav Shimon, because we know Rav Shimon holds, to azel bus our pidyon. Then he follows this idea of pidyon. What's that idea of pidyon? A whole case now. The Tanya. Minayin, how do you know? By the way, the din of pidyon, this din of a set price for the field, only applies to a steachuza. Only applies to an ancestral field that you got from Yeshua Ben Nun, your family. I buy your field and I donate it, the rule doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. It only applies by your ancestral field because we're trying to make it easy. What? We want you to get it back, exactly. So, but if I'm a speculator and I buy fields left and right, and I'm donating based on left, those rules don't apply. They only apply to ancestral fields. It's called steachuza. So here we go. D'tanya. Minayin l'lokeach ste'aviv. If somebody takes a field from his father, v'gdisha, he's matnish it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'achar kach meis aviv. And then the father died. So at the time he donated, it wasn't really his. Minayin sh'tehei sadeh l'fanav k'ste'achuza. How do we know we're going to treat it like a ste'achuza? And we're going to say he's able to redeem it back at the cheaper price. Talmud Lomar, v'yimestei miknasar ha'shalom mizde'achuzaso. So the only time we don't say this din is if it's impossible for it to be a steachuza. How's that? I bought it from someone else. Yachas sazu, this field shiruili a steachuza. It's going to be a steachuza. When's it going to be a steachuza? When the father died. Right? The fact that right this minute it's not a steachuza. Why is it not a steachuza? Because my father's alive. So it doesn't change the din. It's going to be. Right? After 120, it's going to be. Since it's going to be, then the din is the same. What won't be a steachuza? Something I bought from you. It's never going to be a steachuza. I bought it from you. Divei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. That's the same Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Omer, he lives it out of a whole different place. Menayin lelokeach sadmi aviv. How do you know if you take a field, you sell a field from your father, then umeis aviv, then your father died. V'achakach hikdish, and then you makdish it. You did it the right way. You waited for him to die, then you makdish it. Menayin sheitei levanav k'steachuza. How do you know that's a steachuza? Now I would say, which was the Gemara is going to say, you don't need the pasuk for that. No, the pasuk for that. The aleph base of the halacha. Talmud Lomar, he looked at that the same pasuk. V'im steyachuz miknasa ashalo misteyachuz aso. Sada she'eno steyachuzah. It's not a steyachuzah. Yatsu sazu she'i steyachuzah. It became a steyachuzah. Why? Because the father died. V'ilu Rehuda Rav Shimon heichad the mace of the achachdisha lo tzrichikra. I don't need a pasuk for that. That the father died. Ki it's tzrichikra. When do I need a pasuk? Heichad the hektisha v'achachach mace of him. I need a pasuk when he went ahead and jumped the gun. He was Makdash before the father died. Then he deposited to tell me his din of Steyachuza. If the father died, then he was Makdash. That's Alfie. Now, Minalahu. Again, how do you know this din? Ime Haikra. If we have, how do you know that? How do you know you can do it early? How do you know you can Makdash it early? Ime Haikra. If it's from this Pasuk, and Malir of Meir. Maybe Rav Meir's right. And there's no Makar from this Pasuk. So, in other words, how do you know? How do Yehuda and Shimon learn out of this pasuk that there's such a din? Maybe Rameir's right. That what? Only the father has to die first. Elalav b'shem da'azli basar pidyon. It must be because you follow pidyon. So, what do you see? They were very interested in pidyon. Just like you sold it too early, we let you redeem it at the cheaper price. So too, if you donated it in two different times, we'll let you redeem it at the cheaper price. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So why did Rav Shimon say you can't donate it? You can't redeem it at the cheaper price? No, really, we don't go basa pidyon. But over here, because the pasuk is very wordy. There are extra words in the pasuk. Im kain lichtav kra. The pasuk should have said v'ms de miknasa ashalo achuzaso. Or the pasuk should have said steachuzaso. My ashalo misteachuzaso. What does that mean? It means that she'ena ruyliyos steachuzah. It means it's never going to become a steachuzah. Yatsa sazu. This field is excluded. She'ruyliyos steachuzah. So to tell me that we're so interested in pidyon, can't learn it out in this pasuk. By the father's case, we are. Yeah, because of the words of the pasuk. But in general, maybe Rav Shimon would not hold that way, and therefore we have to redeem it at separate times. Next, Amar of Huna. Chara v'morka v'sad nashikma. These types of trees. Now, since we're talking about these types of trees, we'll continue talking about them. These are halachas out of left field. Taras Ilan Allah v'taras Karka Allah. They have the din of Ilan, and they have the din of Karka. How so? Taras Ilan Allah, they have the din of a tree. Te'echa da'akdish o'zabin shnei Ilanos v'hai. Just like if you sell or lease two of them, if you sell or donate two of them, yeshlo karka, yeshlo, the akdash azavin shnei ilanos v'hai. That the din will be, they'll have the din of a tree if you sell only two. What? Yeah. Yeshlo karka, then the land comes underneath. Why? Because it's already a field. Taurus karka olav, it has the din of karka, the lom is dabin agavara. You can't sell it agav the land. V'amar v'huna, Omer she'esh pas aside, if a standing stalk has so much that the grain on that stalk can plant the base of Sayim, Torah's Omer olav, and Torah's Godesh olav. It has the din of a stalk, has the din of a pile. Torah's Omer olav, has the din of an Omer, the Shnei Omer Shikha, because already two are considered Shikha. If you leave over two, that's already Shikha. Shnayim v'hu, ain't on Shikha. If you leave over three, it's not Shikha. And Torah's Godesh olav, has the din of a pile, the Tnan, because we learned in Mesechus Pei over there, Omer she'esh pas aside, Shikha, ain't on Shikha. If you forget such a huge thing, that's not Shikha. Why? Because nobody leaves over their whole field. Such a huge amount, nobody forgets that.
One more line. Amar Rabbi Rachan, Amar Shlakish, Charuv Hamurka V'Tad Nashikma, Bar Machlokas, Rav Nachum Bar Yosi, Rabbanan.
That's the same Machlokas as Rav Nachum Bar Yosi and the Rabbanan about these trees. So the Gemara says V'Leim Machlokas Rav Shimon for Rabbanan. So why don't we say Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan? We've been saying that for 2 days. Hakamash Malan, you want to know? Just what Gemara wants to tell you. Rav Nachum Bar Yosi, Rav Shimon Tzvirlei. That Rav Nachum Bar Yosi and Rav Shimon have the same shita. Okay, we'll stop here. Hajjan Lachamach Rav Sabayis, Hajjan Lachamach Rav Sabayis, Hajjan Lachamach Rav Sabayis. Tomorrow we start Hamach Rav Sfina. And tomorrow's an unbelievable daf. We'll hopefully start on time tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.